with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Once, British writer Ian McEwan, author of Black Dogs, was walking with a friend in the countryside of southern France.
We were in a very desolate bit of landscape. There'd been a forest fire a few years before. It was very high up, just black stumps all around. The weather had suddenly turned nasty. And we came around a bend in the path, and ahead of us were two of the largest dogs I've ever seen in my life.
The huge black dogs were a fearful sight, and Ian McEwan and his friend gingerly circled around the beast.
But that first moment of fear, I kept returning to. I was very interested in the way that almost immediately I was no longer looking at dogs, I was looking at symbols or emblems or feeling that they stood for something.
Black dogs are often represented as the symbol of evil, and even Winston Churchill used them as a metaphor.
Churchill used to call his depressions the black dog. Since writing the book, I've come across numerous references in classical literature as well as older European literature to the black dog, either as melancholy or evil. There are many accounts in ghost stories of people meeting the devil in the form of a black dog.
The black dogs in Ian McEwan's novel represent a turning point in the life of one of the characters, a young woman who abandons her belief in science and social reform to adopt a life of meditation. Ian McEwan's beautifully written novel, Black Dogs, is the story of a married couple whose lives take sharply different paths in the Cold War era. Published by Doubleday. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Ian McEwan lives with his family in a Victorian house in Oxford, England. It's handy having the university so close.
Well, the lovely thing about living in Oxford is if ever you want to find something out in a very small space, there are a lot of people who can point you to the right books or tell you at first hand what you want to know.
Ian McEwan is the author of a Cold War espionage novel, The Innocent, which will be seen on the screen later this year. His latest book, Black Dogs, is in some ways a companion piece to The Innocent, also set during the post-war era, but it's mostly the tale of a couple.
The story of a marriage in the post-war years between two characters who, once they go on their separate ways, he to rational political reform and her to her own spiritual pursuits, can never really be together, but nor can they ever quite let each other alone.
The woman in the book is confronted by two terrifying black dogs, an incident which changes her life.
Because she has what she regards as an encounter with evil.
And she spends the rest of her life alone, lost in religious thought and meditation. Ian McEwan says for a long time he wanted to write a novel of ideas.
In which the scientific and the rational could be set against the intuitive and the spiritual.
The accomplished novelist Ian McEwan, Doubleday, published Black Dogs. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Ian McEwan's novel Black Dogs spans many years, but it culminates with the collapse of communism and the dismantling of the Berlin Wall. The destruction of the wall is vividly described in McEwan's book, and for good reason.
As soon as the wall came down, my wife and I hopped on a plane
and flew to Berlin to witness that historic event and to help celebrate it by joining a 3-day street party.
And all that joyousness and relief now seems a little innocent, for want of a better word.
Ian McEwan says the fall of the wall ushered in a host of new problems for Europe.
What's unleashed, I suppose, is not only freedom, but freedom to be bad. Certain very nasty elements of European civilization were kind of held in a deep freeze, and now we see those old specters returning. Anti-Semitism, various forms of extreme right-wing movements, old ethnic rivalries, very unpleasant forms of nationalism.
Ian McEwan says that what happens in America has a profound impact on Europe, and people there are watching the Clinton administration closely.
No one seems to have their hopes too high. People have been disappointed in the past by what politicians can achieve, but I think there's a general feeling I get here of sort of fingers crossed and a certain amount of goodwill that things will work out for Clinton.
Ian McEwan, his novel Black Dogs, is the story of an idealistic couple caught up in the Cold War whose marriage fails as their lives head in different directions. Published by Doubleday. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.